My mom was interested in writing, and she fell in love with James Michener. And she corresponded with him and told him about Centennial, and then later he had wrote the book. And then my mom passed away, and Michener heard about it, and he wrote a sympathy letter to my dad. And Lisa was the brand ran library for Albany County, and she set up a little branch in that little log cabin that belonged to my dad. Well, James Michener found out about it, and Lisa got in touch with him and told him about this. And so they decided to have a dedication. And James Michener came and spent 3 days hanging out with my dad. And, it was quite a time. He's a very nice fellow. The night before, they had a cocktail reception for the rich people down on the river. They had a fair for Jim Michener, and they went down there, and it turned out it was all these people just wanting him to sign their books. And he was like, oh, my goodness. He's sitting there, and they just kept coming in, all these muckety-mucks with their books for him to sign. Finally, Michener just gave my dad a pleading look, and Dad goes, oh, Jim, well, we're supposed to be up at the crowd. We got dinner coming, you know. We got to go. And so Jim goes, oh, yeah, oh, right, you're right, Pat, you're right, you know. And, oh, thank you very much. He thanked all the muckety-mucks for making him sign autographs for an hour and a half. And they skedaddled out of there. They came up to the crowd. They went into the back dining room, Dad came into the kitchen. He goes, we're going into the back dining room, and I don't want you letting anybody back there to bother Jim. He's been signing autographs of North Forkers for an hour and a half, and he's sick of it. And I said, okay. So I went and I told everybody, Jim Minster's in the back dining room. Don't let anybody back there. Don't let anybody back there. And I told Jennifer Slater, Jim Slater's daughter, was waiting tables for us at the time. I told her, don't let anybody back there. So they're sitting there, and I think, and Jennifer was waiting on him, and all of a sudden, she goes, she couldn't stand it. She came up, and she goes, Mr. Michener, would you sign my book? Oh, boy, the old man went ballistic. He bulged out. After dinner, he came in, he yelled at me, you know, and he's like, I said, oh, I'm sorry, Dad. It's only one book. And so the next day was the dedication. And so they were in the morning, they decided they were going to take Jim on a tour of the old mines. So my brother-in-law, Ted, he's driving my dad's old Jeep Wagoneer, the white one, not the red one he wrecked. And eventually wrecked the white one too. But at that time, it was a white thing that he'd had turned into propane, ran off propane. So my brother-in-law's driving that truck, and with Jim Michener in it, and there's three or four or five other cars going up, and they tour around the old mines, and they're turning around, it's time to come back for the dedication, so they start back, and my brother-in-law, they were at the end. Well, of course, the truck broke down. So they're standing there, and the other cars didn't even know. They just drove all the way down into Centennial, you know. They come out, and they go, where's Ted and Jim Michener? And pretty soon, all of a sudden, here comes this truck, pulls up, you know, and out jumps my brother-in-law and Jim Michener. They'd hitchhiked off the ridge and came down, you know, 20 minutes late for the dedication. He's standing out there. And in those days, the train was still here. So Jim finally gets to start his speech. And it wasn't into the second or third sentence but the train came through and blew the whistle, drowned him out. And finally it went through, it stopped blowing the whistle, and Michener goes, well, that's pretty much the way the day's been going. And he wrote my father a letter, handwritten letter. It unfortunately burned up in the next fire. But he said in the letter that... thanks for the meal. It was delicious, and steak was perfectly cooked. My only problem was with the size, in the fact that it extended over the edge of my plate only 1 inch in each dimension. And then he said, at the end of it, he says, you do an honor by donating this building for the library of Centennial. He says, I understand that the rent is $0 a year, but that it doubles each year. May Centennial grow in numbers and prosperity to meet these enlarged demands. Yours, Jim Minchner. That was a good one.